Now, let's head back to the kitchen to find out how Ben and Rosie got on with trying to find out why this interesting bath foam changes colour.
Welcome back to Kitchen Science. We've now come out of my bathroom and back into my kitchen so that we can work out how Mr. Matey Doctopus Bubble Bath changes colour when it hits the water. Rosie, what sort of things can chemically happen to change something's colour?
Well, the colour of a chemical is dependent on how the molecules in it interact with light when it's reflected or when it shines through. And that's altered by what the structure of the molecule is. So anything that will change the structure of a molecule might change its colour. So if you heat something up, that might change its chemical structure in the same way as you change the chemical structure of your food when you cook it. Or if you add an acid or a base, you might change the structure that way.
So seeing as heating it up might change it, when we poured this into a hot bath, that made it change colour. So why don't we try and find out if it is in fact the heat? So we've got two glasses out of my kitchen cupboard and we've put a little bit of bubble bath in the bottom of each. And I think we already know that it changes colour when we put it in hot water. So Rosie, would you mind just putting a bit of hot water from the tap into one glass?
And then hot water. Yes, it's gone blue just like it did in the bathtub.
So now we have a glass of inky water. So shall we try the cold out?
I'll try the cold tap as well. And that's also gone blue. So it doesn't seem to be a temperature effect.
Obviously it's gone blue with both hot water and cold water. So it's not the temperature that's doing this. Now the other thing that you mentioned was a change in acidity or pH. We've got two more glasses with a little bit in here. So why don't we try putting something that's acidic and something that's basic in and see what happens there.
All right, well I've got some vinegar here. So if I take some of this and pour it into the glass with the bubble bath mixture. Now that's interesting. That's still just as red as it was before.
So when we've poured an acid into the glass, it still stayed red. Do we have something that's alkaline? Can we try the other way?
Yes, we've got some bicarbonate of soda over here. We've put it into a glass full of water so that we can put mixed in more easily. I swirl that round a bit and tip that into the glass. Yes, and there we are. We've got that blue colour change again.
Excellent. So that's gone blue on contact with an alkaline substance, in this case bicarbonate of soda, and yet it stayed red on contact with an acid substance. Is this reversible, do you think? Could we put an acid into the blue one and make it go pink again?
Let's find out.
So we'll now pour a little bit of vinegar into one of the blue glasses that we've got. Wow, that's immediately gone bright, sort of ties of red again. So clearly this is a pH thing and not a temperature.
Yes, it's a reversible change. When we add acid, it goes to this orange-red colour, and we add bicarb, and it goes blue.
But it changed colour when we put it into water. Isn't water pH neutral?
Yes, tap water is about neutral, but different types of indicator, different chemicals that change colour with pH, will change colour when they're more acidic or less acidic solutions. If the bubble bath is already acidic, then you'd see a colour change as it came close to neutral.
Excellent. Well, we actually have a letter here from Matey themselves telling us exactly how this does work, and I'm pleased to tell you that you were almost 100% right. Mr. Matey themselves has said, "The bubble bath contains a dye that changes colour when pH changes. pH is a measurement that describes how acidic or alkali something is. For example, vinegar is acidic with a pH of 2, and a bar of soap is alkali with a pH of 9. The bubble bath in the bottle has a slightly acidic pH, which is similar to the pH of skin at pH 5.5. At this pH, the product is red, and the water in the bath usually has a higher pH. It's more pH neutral, having a pH of about 7. So when the bubble bath is added to this, the dye changes from red to blue. Dyes like this are often called pH indicators, because you can use them to measure the pH of some liquids from the colour change. The Matey bubble bath is specially formulated to be very bubbly, and the formula softens the water, therefore creating a higher level of foam." Well, that's it for Kitchen Science this week. We hope that we've answered Neil's question about what it is that makes Mr. Matey Doctopus bubble bath change colour. If there's anything that you want the Kitchen Science team to investigate, please feel free to let us know by emailing chris@thenakedscientist.com. All that remains is to say thank you very much to Rosie.
Thank you.
And goodbye.
Goodbye.
And thanks to you as well, Ben. And we had a bit more information on that because we had a little look. And the chemical in Mr. Matey that changes colour is actually called bromoscreol green, strangely, given that it turns from red to blue. Anyway, for more experiments you can try out in your bathroom, kitchen, living room, or even in your garden, visit www.thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.